Let us turn to the Word of God, to the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18 to 25. And the subject of this morning's reading is A Match Made in Heaven. The Bible tells us that everything about creation was very good. But God would not have made this pronouncement without his making a way for Adam. Note the fitness of the woman. Among the animals, there was not a fit companion for Adam, but in Eve he found a perfect partner. She was fitted for him in likeness of body, being taken out of man. The word woman in the Hebrew is Isha, the feminine of Ish, which means man. She was fitted for him in likeness of soul, being made in the image of God too. Note the fashioning of the woman. She was the very last thing God made in creation. There is the mystery of her fashioning. God put Adam to sleep. Adam slept before he sinned. And he who saw no corruption also slept. Psalm 16 verse 10, Matthew 8 verse 24. Think about the mystery of her fashioning. God did not form Eve from the ground like Adam, but out of his side. He also made her not outside the garden, but inside the garden in paradise itself. There is no mention of God breathing a soul into Eve because the writer only explains what was peculiar to her. But doubtless the woman had a soul because the Bible says, in the image of God made he them. Note the favour of the woman. God brought her to Adam as his special gift. And this first marriage was a pattern for all. Verse 22 and Matthew 19 verse 4 and 5. This history speaks to of the gospel. True Christians owe their spiritual life to the fact that Christ died for them, and because from his side flowed that precious blood which makes them one with him. Their union is indissoluble, and they owe him all their love and loyalty. Consider John 19, verse 34 and 35, Romans 8, verse 35, and 1 John 4, verse 19 says, "We love him because he first loved us."